This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Warren. It's freezing.
I had to go back upstairs this morning and put on another jumper.
Because it was so cold.
It was so cold.
And you're on your little motorbike too.
Well, only as far as the station, and then I got off and followed all the hot tradies in for this morning.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking of hot tradies, I discovered something yesterday, which I think you may have already discovered. I finished my work early and I took Fuzzy for a walk to the park.
Oh.
But it was at about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's pick up time.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It was packed.
Well, that's what you get. It's all the dogs go down there and also the single men and sniff each other's butts. I mean, what else do you do in the morning?
Yeah. The surveys revealed the weirdest and worst bathroom habits.
Oh, dear. I'm sure they've done the survey here in these ones.
But it was only for men, actually.
No, so but it's gross. Men's toilets are disgusting.
They can be really disgusting.
You have a penis and you get to point it, and sometimes I walk in and I think, how'd you pee all over the floor and the wall? It's... You've actually got a hose that you can direct. I don't get it. Like, it's not that hard. I remember trying to teach my son to toilet train, and it's hard to teach little kids. You make them stand on a box so they can pee into the toilet.
Right.
And there'd be pee up on the ceiling. You're thinking, mate, I've seen your dick. It ain't that big. I mean, where are you getting it up that big? So I end up buying... Well, you play table tennis little balls and you put them in the toilet, so you tell him to shoot the ball. So he's got something to aim at, and there was no pee on the ball.
But isn't that... Aren't you meant to do that anyway? Isn't that... Good health to sort of...
I think it's to stop your flow.
Right, okay. Is that what you do? I thought you had to aim for the little...
I'm not a doctor. I've taken a few, you know, rectal temperatures over my time, but I'm definitely not an MD.
Well, the survey has revealed that it takes 28 minutes is the average time it takes a male to get ready for work.
Oh, wow. I did it today in 7.5.
So you're beating that. What about this one here? 70% admit they have no issues breaking wind in front of their partner.
That's probably after you've been dating for more than 12 months. I think for the first 12 months, you hold all that wind in. You pretend to go, oh, I've just got to go and get something good, and then you fart outside.
I haven't been dating for 12 months, and he broke wind in front of me the other day.
Oh. Yeah, but that's terrible. Did you throw him to the curb?
No. 50% prefer to sit down to pee.
What, men?
50% of men prefer to sit down to pee. I didn't realise it would be that high.
Yeah, no, I don't like sitting down to pee. That worries me.
What about in the middle of the night when you get up?
No, just...
And you're half sleepy.
I don't care.
Okay, four in five are gaming and Instagramming when sitting on the toilet.
No, that is gross. That is disgusting.
Yeah?
Nothing's worse when you're in a toilet and you hear someone talking to you and you think they're talking to me and you realise they're on the phone. And you think, that person on the other end is listening.
Well, 10% admit to talking on the phone.
No, that's gross.
How's that? 10%. So four in five are gaming and
Would
Instagram.
You tell someone... Sorry about the echo, I'm just doing a number two.
I don't know, I wouldn't. 3 in 10 men line the toilet with toilet paper when using unfamiliar loos. That's okay. I actually thought that would be a bit higher, to be honest.
Oh, you mean so you don't want to get dirty, so you put the little ring around you sit on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I always look at that toilet paper and think that's filthy as well.
But it doesn't stop splashback. That's the worst thing.
No, I take my own tissues.
Okay, 4 in 5 men are guilty of shower nose blowing. Do you blow your nose in the shower?
I suppose I have, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's all right. I agree with that one. 83% pee in the shower. Okay, Tom, what happens here?
Yeah, but that's life. I can't help that. Even if I pee before you get in, when that water hits me, I'm hopeless. Yeah.
What are you a moisturiser? Do you moisturise your skin? Only 53% of us do that.
I use all natural, like a plant, aloe vera.
Okay,
that's all I put on. That's why I keep young and...
But that's still moisturising, isn't it?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, 50% admit to masturbating in the shower.
Only 50%?
Yep.
That's a lie.
You look shocked like that.
Yeah.
And the last...
No, that's 100%.
It's
100%.
100%. And the last figure is 7 in 10 take the time to trim their pubic hair.
Oh, I haven't done that for ages.
Haven't you?
No, I can start plaiting the things down my leg. Yeah, I'm still in it to a third world country. You're going to start making hair extensions out of that. I mean, they tell me that perm's coming back.
Pamela Anderson is in the news. What do you think she's in the news for?
She probably got new boobs. Isn't that she? I'm sure she changes them daily. I reckon she's got a cupboard full. And she walks in and she goes, do I want perky today? I mean, they're fantastic,
aren't
they?
She just clips them on.
She must be 86 now.
I don't know how old she is.
The problem is she'll be dead You know, in 500 years, they'll dig those boobs back out, won't they?
Archaeologists will find them in thousands of years' time. That's what I reckon. Because they won't degrade.
Oh, they'll never degrade.
Well, she seems to think that masturbating too much can turn you asexual, among other things. The bizarre statement came out during a Q&A where an anonymous fan asked the Baywatch star...
That's funny that she's even at a question and answer, and I didn't think that was great. I thought she was too dumb to even remember her name. She probably goes, and her, and she looks at her hand, oh, Pamela. She'll have it written somewhere.
The fan asked, I'm with a boy who's going through an asexual period. I would like to know.
But that means he doesn't want to put out.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. It doesn't feel like sex.
Well, sweetheart, he's getting it.
No, not that
else.
He doesn't want to put out. He just doesn't feel like it. I would like to know how to help him feel sexual again. That's what the fan asked. And then okay. Anderson's responded. She said, I heard this is an epidemic. So obviously she's not getting any. Or maybe it's an evolution in the age of technology and germ phobia. So she can speak.
No, I think that's funny. You're right. Because she's, you know why people are asexual, Pamela? Because they have to look at your naked body. I think most people can't get an erection when they see her naked. She was gorgeous once. I mean, I'm not going to take it back.
She was.
I mean, she was pretty. She looked like
Barbie,
didn't
she? She was a very sexy girl. Absolutely. She offers a series of explanations as to why the fan's boyfriend might be going through this asexual phase. And she says too much masturbation or fantasies about cyber film stars or video games seems to be an addiction, wasting time. She says a computer has no attachment. Well, that's pretty obvious.
And it does have an attachment.
And multiple bodies to look at, to get excited about. It's a dangerous time for good sex. This is what she's saying. But then she says, don't blame yourself. Does he share what he fantasizes about? What gender? What are his fears? So she's quite deep, I reckon.
No.
But then listen to this. After all this advice, she then urges the fan to dump the boyfriend and look for love and a great lover who isn't afraid of someone else.
That's true. I feel sorry for that lady. If you're listening and your boy's not putting out, he's getting it from somewhere else. This is true. Have you ever seen a man say no? I've never seen a man say no.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I've had people say no.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think that's to do with sex. I think it's because of the shirt you're wearing.
Pamela Anderson has also previously stated that she's a gay man trapped inside her body.
Oh, they all say that. They all think, oh, there we go.
But if she thinks she's, I don't know. Anyway.
Look, I'm a gay man and I've been trapped inside a gay man's body. Well, part of me was anyway for a while.
Me too. Yeah. We're doing breakfast radio. So
yes, we've got bad news for you people awake now.
We have got bad news. It's fair to say, are you a morning person? I am.
No way.
No.
Have you seen me when I get here? I'm miserable.
You are miserable. And there has been a study that is showing why some of us don't like morning people.
Oh, I hate morning. I hate people that wake up. Oh, hello. I want to shoot them. Yeah.
But is it everyone you hate or is it only some?
Happy people in the morning.
So happy people in the morning,
yeah,
in general.
Yeah, wake up miserable and I'm fine. I'll join the misery train with you.
Well, this study, which is done by a university in Canada, has shown that people really hate the good guys, okay, only when they're going to make us look bad.
Oh, okay.
In the morning. So it's not... what their study has shown is not, you know, if you hate those bubbly, happy, bright people, particularly in the office environment, it's not everyone. It's only those that make you feel bad about something that you've done.
See, I don't hate Wayne and I stay in bed for hours after he gets up and goes to work. I don't feel guilty. That's not my problem. I yell at him. One day he rang me and I thought, what the hell are you ringing me at 7:30 for? This is rude. I go, I ring you when I wake up. That's the rule. Yeah.
Well, they said it's this manifestation of tall poppy syndrome, which I reckon is true. It's pretty true in this country. Don't you find that?
What? Tall poppy?
Tall poppy syndrome. You know, people who are happy, bubbly, they're successful, what have you, and some people just want to chop them down.
Oh, that's a sport. Well, we should get rid of AFL in September. We should bring in tall poppy syndrome. We should put all these tall poppies in, like, what's that arena again you talked about?
The MCG.
The MCG, that thing that down there, that big thing, and put them in there, and then we can tall poppy them.
We can tall poppy them.
We can chop them down.
Well, this report has shown that we don't like them only when they potentially can make us look bad.
See, this is why. See, I'm happy. I love everybody. Nobody makes me look bad.
So I'll give you an example. They gave an environment example. So people who do nothing for the environment, right, risk damaging their reputation.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so may instead choose to attack the motives of those who do want to save it.
Oh, okay, so they feel guilty that they're, you know, eating all the plastics, doing all those things.
Eating the plastic. Yeah, exactly. Doing all those. Oh, taking their bags to, not taking their bags to the supermarket. How was that again? Yesterday's popped up.
Oh, please, let's not talk about the bags again. We're going to give them away for free now, aren't we?
We're going to give them away for free. So anyway, so this study is saying you don't just generally hate people who are happy and bouncy in the morning. It's only those that you feel threatened
that are making me look bad.
Making you look bad. Absolutely.
I'm yet to meet that person. I would like to meet him. Yeah. Send him in.
Is that why you hate me in the morning?
No, that has nothing to do with your cheery personality.
An anonymous car shopper in Alberta.
Why are they anonymous? Canada. Are they unattractive?
He's only known as David.
Oh, okay.
Right. He's not transgendered, but pretending to be.
So he was born David.
He identifies as a male named David, was looking for car insurance, but he pretended to be transgendered. So he came up with the idea. He was shopping for a new Chevy or whatever it was, and his insurance company told him it would come with a premium of about $4,500, right?
For insurance,
because he had previous tickets and...
He's a bad driver. He doesn't deserve to be on the roads.
No, he's had a couple of collisions and what have you. So he's got this... I don't know how their system...
His insurance has gone up through the roof. Their premiums
obviously go up, similar to ours. But he learned that if he was a woman, it would be $1,000 cheaper at $3,500.
Well, I mean, they do say statistically that lady drivers are more safer than men, than young men.
Well, he says, I was pretty angry about that and I didn't feel like getting screwed over anymore. So I asked them to change my agenda on my policy.
How is he getting screwed over? His insurance policies are bad because he's a shit driver. Because he's crashed. You're not being screwed over, mate. We're being screwed over having to pay for your shit.
So when he told his doctor he wants to identify as a woman, and the doctor confirmed his decision in some sort of certificate or note, whatever they do over there, which he submitted then to the insurance company and was given the $1,000 discount.
No way. So what we're getting at, he basically made out that he was going to become a girl.
Absolutely.
Just so he could get cheaper insurance.
Yep, and he stressed that the stunt was neither a political statement nor an expression of gender confusion. It was solely to take advantage of a loophole.
See, this is disgusting. So this is just shows you businesses will go out there and we can manipulate this system, but there are poor people out there who are still fighting to get the sex that they want to be on their birth certificate, whether to change marriage certificates, to get married, to get divorced.
Yep. So this guy's
cherry... And then they go along and take the piss out of that just so they can get a cheap insurance.
Exactly. He's cherry-picked, hasn't he? Because he says here, I'm a man 100%.
Why am I getting angry? I can feel the anger.
I'm a man 100%. He goes, legally, I'm a woman. I did it for cheaper car insurance. He's done it, but he's not coming with all the other impacts of doing it, is he?
No. So he has no idea about what people really go through every day, the discrimination, the fight they've got to go through.
Absolutely.
That's really terrible. This is not in Australia, is it? Because I wouldn't use that insurance company what they do.
This is in Canada. Well, the insurance company had to give him the $1,000 discount because legally, on paper, it's showing that he's female.
Well, that's going to make us all angry.
I can see you going red.
Yeah, no, I can't understand that someone's just going to take the piss. I mean, there's people out there, we've struggled for years, for decades, to get equality, to be recognised for who we want to be, and you got some dick that wants to get to drive his car.
Taking the piss out of it just to save.
Yeah, I think we need a song, because other than that, I'm either going to get angry and throw Andy out the window.
Do you ever have trouble deciding where you want to eat?
Oh, God, that's not my decision. I just do what I'm told by my husband.
Oh, okay.
The less I have to decide, the better.
Well, Google Maps have launched a new Tinder for Restaurants feature in one of their latest updates. It promises to tell you how well you match with a restaurant based on your food preferences and where you've eaten before.
Oh, well, I don't think we need Tinder to tell us that. If you feel like Mexican, you go to a Mexican restaurant. If you want Thai, it usually says Thai out the front. It ain't that stupid. You don't go to a Thai restaurant for a hamburger.
Well,
what a waste of time.
When you use the Explore tab to look for places to eat, you can see a percentage rating near some or all of the spots listed that shows you how compatible you are with the restaurant.
See, I thought this was, when you first said we're going to talk about this, I thought this was different. I thought my dream come true. I thought I could get a curry and a root by the same phone call. I thought that's where, when you were saying, Tinder for restaurants, I thought, I'd make a call, some hottie would turn up with a curry and you get lunch and dessert together. Yeah.
Well, according to a blog post from Google, your percentages can also change over time as you keep rating restaurants and trying new places.
okay, that sounds like a total waste of time, and I'll be paying 99 cents for that piece of crap app, won't I? I mean, what is it doing? It's telling me...
So it's yeah, learning about you.
Because it knows that I like Thai, and so saying, it'll recommend a Thai restaurant down the street.
But it might say, oh, he likes Thai fusion, or he likes...
Oh, so we're going to get all trendy about that.
Yeah, so he's going to... it's going to do all that for you.
They're useless. Listen, if you're listening here, Tinder and Google, my idea's better. Curry and a root. You're a million.
Well, maybe that's a new app. That's something you could do. You could combine...
Yeah, so I didn't say that. Nobody listen. I've trademarked that now. Please, can we rewind that
What's
thing?
It called?
No, I've never mentioned
it. What's it called, Tom?
I just said curry and a root.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a new app, and then it recommends a restaurant and also hooks you up with a date at the restaurant.
No, I want the date to bring my food.
Oh.
I don't have time. My life is busy. I've got commitments, things to do.
The new survey has found that the majority of gay men over the age of 45 are single. Yeah, they interviewed 1,782 adults across all 50 states about their thoughts on age and aging. And this is in the US, this is what they uncovered. 57% of gay men over the age of 45 reported being single.
Wow, that's pretty sad. That scares me.
Compared with 39% identifying as lesbian over the age of 45 reported being single. So 57%.
Yeah, I wonder why. Do they tell us why?
No, it doesn't say anything. It just says same-sex couples do not partner at the same rate by gender, it concluded. And it says gay men are far more likely to live alone, and this will influence the types of services needed by men as they age, which is true.
Look, it's great. I like the idea that they're going to do surveys, but unless you're giving us a survey from 20 years ago, what is the difference? How do we know? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? And that's how you figure things out.
Yeah, well, it doesn't say if it's getting better or it's getting worse, but still, that's nearly 60%.
A lot of older men in our age group, you know, we grew up with a bit of, you know, not liking ourselves and hiding. So if you're not loving yourself, it's hard to love somebody else.
Yeah.
Or is it because of the whole grinder thing? Are we more worrying about the route we're going to miss out on tomorrow than settling with the one we got?
Is it because it's just so we're used to?
That was always my fear. I remember growing up with kids. You know, I lived in the mid-north coast when I was with my children.
Right.
Up there, and, you know, a lot of single older men live in caravans, in caravan parks. That was my fear, about being old and alone in a caravan.
Yeah.
Because I got a film before I met Wayne, I had nothing.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Is it because we've grown up with so much shame and we use sex as validation and we just can't handle relationships? I don't know, but nearly 60% of us.
Shit. I mean, I'm over 45. It's time I become single. I want to have some fun.
No, you've got Wayne. Wayne's lovely.
He's not listening now, so I can say what I want.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.